all to the model. We believe in one God, God the Father, one Creator, created in heaven and unseen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, the only Father of all ages, light of light, begotten through God, the only God. By whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and incarnate of the Holy Spirit, of the Virgin Mary, became man, and was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried on the third day, rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and is coming in, and is going to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord.
وننتظر قيامة الأموات وحياة الدهر الآت آمين يا حمل الله حامل خطايا العالم ارحمنا واغفر لنا خطايانا الكثيرة آمين
Holy Trinity, mercy upon us, Lord God of hosts, be with us. We have no help in our hearts of tribulations by you. Absolve, forgive, and remit, O God, and transgressions, those who have committed willingly, those who have committed unwillingly, those who have committed knowingly, those who have committed unknowingly. And in the manifest, the Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us. Let it be according to your mercy, Lord, not according to our sins.
Make a word to pay thanks for all the words in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ Jesus, our Lord, thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever.
Alleluia, fai pepi ehe o eta ep choice eta.
And accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good in our behalf at all times, and make us worthy to partake of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
For the mercy.
O lover of mankind, grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the reign of enemies hidden, and manifest, take them away from us and from all your people and from this holy table and from this holy church that is yours. But Lord, the which are good and proper, do provide for us. For it is you who have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon the power of the enemy. May this servant and minister of this day, that he commend the priest, the deacon, and the clergy, all the people, my excellent, be absolved from the mouth, the old holy, and train the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. From the mouth, the one only Catholic Apostle Church, from the mouth, the 12 apostles, from the mouth, the beholder of God, the evangelist, Samar, the apostle, the patriarch, and severe teacher, discourse, and ancient apostolic. Saint Peter, the holy martyr, high priest, and John Chrysostom, Saint Cyril, Saint Peter, Gregory, from the mouth of the 300, and the Tina, Silvia, and Nicaea, the 150, at Constantine, number 200, Ephesus, from the mouth of our holy father, the high priest, Baba, and Batavdru, the second. And his partner, our father, the bishop Ambabulus, and from the mouth of my abjected self and the least, for blessed and full of glory, the holy name, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and all times and unto the age of ages. Amen.
Ah.
Called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the first epistle of our teacher Paul to the Corinthians. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are you not my work in the Lord? If I am not an apostle to others, yet doubtless I am to you, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. My defense to those who examine me is this: do we have no right to eat and drink? Do we have no right to take along a believing wife, as do also the other apostles, the brothers of the Lord and Cephas? Or is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working? Whoever goes to war at his own expense, who plants a vineyard and does not eat of its fruit, who tends a flock and does not drink of the milk of the flock? Do I say these things as a mere man, or does not the law say the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain. Is it oxen God is concerned about, or does he say it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he who plows should plow in hope, and he who threshes in hope should be partaker of his hope. If we have sown spiritual things for you, is it a great thing if we reap your material things? If others are partakers of this right over you, are we not even more? Nevertheless, we have not used this right, but endure all things, lest we hinder the gospel of Christ. Do you not know that those who minister the holy things eat of the things of the temple, and those who serve at the altar partake of the offerings of the altar? Even so, the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should live from the gospel. But I have used none of these things, nor have I written these things, that it should be done so for me, to me. For it would be better for me to die than that anyone should make my boasting void. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, I have been entrusted with a stewardship. What is my reward then? That when I preach the gospel, I may present the gospel of Christ without charge, that I may not abuse my authority in the gospel. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. And to the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win the Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became weak as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be partaker of it with you. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty, thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
كاتلكم رسالة بطرس الأول بركاتكم معنا أمين والنهاية كونوا جميعا متحد الرأي بحس واحد ذو محبة أخوية مشفقين لطفاء غير مجازين عن شر بشر أو عن شتيمة بشتيمة بل بالعكس مباركين عالمين إنكم لهذا دعيتم لكي ترثوا بركة من أراد أن يحب الحياة ويرى أيامه صالحة فليكفف لسانه عن الشر وشفتيه أن تتكلم بالمكر ليعرض عن الشر ويصنع الخير ليطلب السلام ويجد في أثره لأن عين الرب على الأبرار وأذنيه إلى طلبتهم ولكن وجه الرب ضد فاعلي الشر فمن يؤذيكم إن كنتم متمثلين بالخير ولكن إن تألمتم من أجل البر فطوباكم وأما خوفهم فلا تخافوه ولا تضطربوا بل قدسوا الرب الإله في قلوبكم مستعدين دائما لمجاوبة كل من يسألكم عن سبب الرجاء الذي فيكم بوداعة ولا خوف لا تحبوا العالم ولا الأشياء التي في العالم لأن العالم يمضي وشهاته أما من يصنع إرادة الله فذلك يثبت إلى الأبد أمين
شنن ماري Yeah.
From the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit, may their blessings be with us all, amen. And about that time there arose a great commotion about Way, for a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, who made silver shrines of Diana, brought no small profit to the craftsmen. He called them together with the workers of similar occupation and said, "Men, you know that we have our prosperity by this trade. Moreover, you see and hear that not only at Ephesus, but throughout almost all Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away many people, saying that they are not gods which are made with hands. So not only is this trade of ours in danger of falling into disrepute, but also the temple of the great goddess Diana may be despised and her magnificence destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worship." Now when they heard this, they were full of wrath and cried out, saying, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." So the whole city was filled with confusion and rushed into the theater with one accord, having seized Gaius and Aristarchus, Macedonians, Paul's travel companions. And when Paul wanted to go into the people, the disciples would not allow him. Then some of the officials of Asia, who were his friends, sent to him pleading that he would not venture into the theater. Some therefore cried one thing and some another, for the assembly was confused, and most of them did not know why they had come together. And they had drew Alexander out of the multitude, the Jews putting him forward. And Alexander motioned with his hand and wanted to make his defense to the people. But when they found out that he was a Jew, all one voice cried out for about 2 hours, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." And when the city clerk had quieted and the crowd, he said, "Men of Ephesus, what man is there who does not know that the city of the Ephesians is temple guardian of the great goddess Diana and of the image which fell down from Zeus? Therefore, since these things cannot be denied, you ought to be quiet and do nothing rashly. For you have brought these men here who are neither robbers or temples nor blasphemers of your goddess. Therefore, if Demetrius and his fellow craftsmen had a case against anyone, the courts are open and there are proconsuls. Let them bring charges against one another. But if you have any other inquiry to make, it shall be determined in the lawful assembly. For we are in danger of being called in question for today's uproar, there being no reason which we may give to account for the disorderly gathering." And when he had said these things, he dismissed the assembly. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, and be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
Today, the third day of blessed month of Misra, may God begin in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sin and iniquities are forgiven through the mercies of our Lord, O my fathers, my brethren. Amen. On the day of the year 187 of the martyrs were the relocation of the body of St. Simon the Stylet for the city from the city of Antioch to the city of Constantinople during the reign of Emperor Zeno in a splendid celebration. The blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. On this day also of the year 118 AD, the Pope Epremus, fifth patriarch of Alexandria, departed. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Yeah. Christ our God, who said to send the unsuffering apostles, many prompt righteous men have desired to see which you see and unseen them, and to hear which you then have not heard them. But as for our for the see and you for the hear, may we be warranty to hear, to act according to holy gospels, through that prayer of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord have mercy.
Remember all, and so our master have bidden us to remember in supplications and prayers which offer up unto Lord our God's souls, have already fallen asleep, repose on them who are sick. Heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Cosumento agio Evangelio.
The Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke, the evangelist, apostle, and pure disciple. May his blessing be with us all. Amen.
Ben choi, so open noti, open sotir, open oro tirin, iso spiritus, epsirim, if noti, te onch pi o unafsha ene. Pi o o fang pen no ti pe shai ne ten ne ti ro ami.
Long sa si ke re ye.
From the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet and the king. May his holy blessing be with us all. Return, we beseech you, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and see and visit this vine and the vineyard which your right hand has planted. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Then he began to tell the people this parable. A certain man planted a vineyard, leased it to vine dressers, and went into a far country for a long time. Now, at vintage time, he sent a servant to the vine dressers that they might give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the vine dressers beat him and sent him away empty-handed. Again, he sent another servant and they beat him also, treated him shamefully, and sent him away empty-handed. And again he sent a third, and they wounded him also and cast him out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, what shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Probably they will respect him when they see him. But when the vine dressers saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours. So they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, what will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those vine dressers and give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, certainly not. Then he looked at them and said, what then is this that is written? The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Whoever falls on that stone will be broken, but on whomever it falls, it will grind him to powder. And the chief priests and the scribes that very hour sought to lay hands on him, but they feared the people, for they knew he had spoken this parable against them.
Glory be to God forever.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Maybe we have to talk today about the gospel that we read, but I couldn't to stop myself to talk about Saint Mary. During only 2 weeks, we are celebrating the fast of Saint Mary, and I couldn't also stop myself to prepare something about talking about Saint Mary. maybe there is 10th or 100th lessons I can learn from St. Mary and the beautiful dove. I love this symbol when we are singing and in the Theotokia about the beautiful dove. And first of all, what I have to say, what is a Theotokia? Theotokia, it's like Theo or Theotokos. It's a Greek word, mean Theo and Tokos, the mother of God. Theo, Tokos. Theo, it means a mother, that means God, and Tokos, which is mean the mother. And all the Theotokiyat, when we are praising, in the midnight praising, we are saying Theotokiyat, it means that we are already praising St. Mary, and inside the Theotokiyat, there is a lot of symbols from the Old Testament about St. Mary. One of it is the beautiful dove. And this word, Theotokos, it was given to her in the Third Ecumenical Council in Ephesus, 431 AD. St. Cyrillus the Great insisted to have this title to St. Mary, the Mother of God, because he wanted to respond to the heresy of Nestorius. And also, we didn't bring this one from anywhere. St. Elizabeth, when she saw her cousin St. Mary, what she said? She said, the mother of my Lord. Let's listen to St. Ephrem the Syrian when he said, awake, O my harp, your chords in praise of the Virgin Mary, lift up your voice and sing the wonderful history of this Virgin, the daughter of David, who gave birth to the life of the Lord. St. Ephrem the Syrian. Also, our church give the St. Mary a rank over the cherubim and the seraphim. And someone tell me, for example, why we as a church, we give St. Mary this rank. If we talk about the cherubim and the seraphim, what they are doing, they are holding all the throne of God. They are holding the throne of God. And what St. Mary did, she hold his, like, the glory of God, her son and her God, inside her womb. That's why she was like higher than the cherubim and the seraphim. O Mary, you have been raised above the cherubim and have become higher than the seraphim, Mary. And why this specific, a beautiful dove? We remember that when the Old Testament, Noah, during what happened in the flood, there is a lot of things happen, and he tried to see if there is already, the water was ready, there is like disappeared, or still we have this in on the earth. So he sent many times the dove to see if the dove is coming back or not. The second time, the dove came back with what? With what? A symbol of the peace. Is a symbol of the peace. Sorry? Yes, the branch. And what happened? He was, Noah at the time, he saw to the dove, a beautiful dove, carried like a branch of an olive, and he was seeing as if St. Mary came to him and say, I give the peace to you. The beautiful dove who came with a branch of olive to our race to give us the Son of God for the salvation. In the Old Testament, Noah received the dove, the beautiful dove, with this branch of olive. In the New Testament, St. Mary came to the earth with, in her womb, carried the not the branch of olive, this is the true vine, as we listen to the gospel today, the true vine for the incarnation and the salvation. And what we have to learn from the beautiful dove, it is simplicity, meekness, purity, and action of the Holy Spirit inside her. But I wanted to be more practical. How to have the peace and to keep the peace inside my heart. If St. Mary was during all the trouble that she had. You can imagine that from the beginning of her life, she went to the altar and she served until she became 12 years old. During these 12 years old, she lost her father and mother and she became orphan. And she, after 12 years, she has to leave the altar. She already under the law of the Jews. And she has to leave and she has to go to one of the elder to keep herself inside her house and to serve him too. And finally, after a few months or a year, like, oh, I'm pregnant. An angel appeared to her and she said, you are pregnant now. Pregnant from what? From who? I'm still virgin. I'm now, I think, sick and troubled. And all of that, she was keeping herself in peace. And I was asking myself how St. Mary kept herself in this peace, all this trouble. During all this trouble, she was very calm. And we have to learn from that. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. So how to live in peace? First of all, I have to learn how to be thankful. If I wanted to live in peace, I have to be thankful. I have to thank God about everything. The good and the bad. And the bad, it seems it's bad for me, from my eyes, my earthly eyes. Actually, it's not. Because if I'm looking to what happened to me, and it seems it's bad, but God knows very well it's good. That's why St. Mary, she will thank God of everything, every moment in her life, she will thank God about everything. When the angel appeared to her, and he said this good news, for her, it's not a good news. Yeah, I would be a mother of God, but you can imagine that I would be a pregnant, and they know very well that I didn't know any man, what they will do for me. And only she asked how it will come this happen. The angel answered that the Holy Spirit dwell on you. The answer, I am a servant of God. What? How you keep all this peace inside your heart, because I thank God about everything. I know that He is doing everything good for me. I will never blame. I will never complain. I will thank God about everything that you give it to me. I remember I listened to a sermon from Abu Nalu Asidaros about he's talking about the things and to be thankful for all the time, and he said, I have to thank God about even the death. I have to thank God about everything if I think only one moment what God did with me and what He is doing with me. Only stay with yourself and say and write down what God is doing for me. Keep me safe. Give me eyes to see. There is a lot of you who are blind. Give me health. Even if I breathe like an oxygen, some people, they can't now. I walk on my feet, and what happened, there is not some people, other people, they are not walking. I have to thank God about everything. When I'm thanking God about everything, I will keep the peace inside my heart, as St. Mary did before. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. شَكِرِينَ كُلَّ حِينَ عَلَى كُلِّ شِيْءٍ فِي إِسْمَ رَبَّنَا يَسُوعَ الْمَسِيحَ اللَّهُ الْأَبِ. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Colossians 3:17. Saint Mary taught us today how to keep the first point, how to keep the peace inside my heart by thanking God with everything. Number two, give the other an excuse. The issue that we are not keeping the peace inside my heart because I am complaining about the other. I'm not giving excuse to the others. The best part when I have a confession like some people come to confess. So, for example, they confess and say, Abuna, you know what? I did that. But you know why? Because he did, and she did, and he is, and she is. And I'm like, Ami, are you confessing on yourself, on the others, or behalf of the others, or about yourself? When I am giving an excuse to the others, I will feel in peace. I'm not complaining about, for example, he did that. I'm not looking to the negative only. I'm looking to the positive too. All with the people who are very anxious, who are complaining all the time. The people who are very anxious, who are complaining all the time, they can't keep the peace inside their heart. Never. And Saint Mary was the opposite. She was always giving excuse to the other. She went to a wedding and she saw that the wine is finished already, that what do we have to do? And instead of complaining, she went to her son. The wine finished. So he was looking to her like, what I can do? It's not my time anymore. It's not my time now. And with total peace inside her heart, she went to the people, what they will ask you to do, do. She never complained. She never say, for example, when she saw all the people and the Jews crucified her son, and she didn't say, what you are doing that for him? You will know later on he is the Son of God. She was talking about herself. That there is word will be inside her heart. She never complained about the others. She never blamed the others. She gave an excuse to everyone. Even Jesus Christ, when he was in Gethsemane, and he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, so he left them, went away again and prayed the third time, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He gave an excuse because they are also weak. Let's go to the readings of today. I will read for you what St. Paul said. To those who are without law are as without law, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became as a weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. I became a weak, like what he said, I became a weak for the weak, to gain them to God. He didn't, for example, complain and blame the other. Oh, you are weak. How dare you? How you are very weak like that? You had to be strong with Jesus Christ. You are a sinner. He didn't do that. He became a weak. And he said, I am weak also to like you. I have become all things to all men that I might by all means save some. This is what exactly St. Mary did. She became a weak for anyone. And she didn't complain about what happened. She gave an excuse to everyone. So, two keys now to keep the peace inside my heart. Learn how to be thankful and give an excuse to others. The last one, it should be many, many points, but I have to stop here. Learn how to be calm, which is, in returning and rest, you shall be saved in quietness, and confidence shall be your strength, but you would not. This is what we are doing. The problem that we are very busy with many things. So the problem that because we have a program and all the day, for example, from the morning when I wake up and to the night, so I have no time for a quiet time for myself. So I'm very busy. Maybe you can tell me, for example, Abuna, I can't find any empty slot to be busy myself. No, we can find. 24 hours, we can find at least 10, 15, 20 minutes to be to sit down, to ease myself, and to have a quiet time and to talk to God. Without that, I will be very anxious all the time, and I have no peace inside my heart. Saint Mary, she had the time to pray. And when she went to that with all the disciples, she gave the peace to them because she said, okay, let's go to pray together. She was meditating with him. We have time. The problem that we are sometimes we are lazy or we don't want to, we try to find something else to do and we say that we are very busy. We can't do anything. The best part that I love it in quarantine, the last days, the few days ago, that we have time to stay at home. I love one of my father's, a spiritual father in Egypt, he said, I was searching for myself, I didn't find it. Until we reached the quarantine, and I found myself. Yes, I have to find myself, and I have to sit down with myself, and I have to give the peace to myself by staying with God and praying and meditating. Where is my quiet time? Where is the time with God? It's not present anymore. Without that, I can't reach this peace. I will be very anxious all the time. Even we are fathers or mothers, we can't give the peace to our kids without taking the peace from him. We are husbands and wives. We can't give the peace to our partners without taking the peace from him. We are workers, and we can't give the peace to the other people, without taking the peace from him. And to take the peace with him, be like Saint Mary. Stay and raise your hand, raise your heart and eyes and pray. Ask him to give you the peace, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Chosen if there end is a autocos, Maria, Marvin, Ben, so dear, and if God in Novi,
none evil,
Jeffes Marot in Jeviot, Nemeb, Shirin, and Beb, Nemai,
we believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God,
begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, the Virgin Mary, and became man, crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried on the third day, he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he's coming in his glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son, is worshipped and glorified, and spoke with the prophets. And one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism and remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
Please.
members of Christos ite
es muerini pangasi
et omnem adies
formed man in corruption and which entered into the world through the enemy of the devil you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace, by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
Lord, have mercy.
Bimasarratika, ya Allah. املأ قلوبنا من سلامك وطهرنا من كل دنس ومن كل غش ومن كل ريا ومن كل فعل خبيث ومن تذكار الشر الملبس الموت واجعلنا مستحقين كلنا يا سيدنا أن نقبل بعضنا بعضا بقبلة مقدسة لكي ننال بغير وقوع في دينونة من موهبتك غير الميتة السامية بالمسيح يسوع ربنا
oh.
Nembib nemai no webji akton kak soti emo ele osiri nisi seyas ene se
the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Aksiyun kezike o. Aksiyun kezikaun. O you who are master, Lord God of truth, being before dungeons are reigning forever. Who dwells in the heights and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there. The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before who stand the angel, the archangels, the principal, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
Enter. هو الذي يقف حولك الشروبيم الممتلئون أعيونا والسرافيم ذو ستة الأجنحة يسبحونك دائما بغير سكوت قائلين.
روسخمين.
الشروبيم يسجدون لك والسرافيم يوم دونك صارخين قائلين قدوس 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 رب السماوات السماء والأرض مملوءتان من مجدك الأقدام.
By the gall of the serpent, we fell from the eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always been our holy prophets. And in the last day, you manifested yourself to us who were sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, whom the Holy Spirit of the Holy Virgin Mary. The way of salvation, he granted us the birth from on high through water and spirit. He made unto himself a congregation and sanctified by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are in the world and gave himself for our salvation and to death. Which should in over us whereby were bound and sold in account of our sins, he descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen. I believe.
From that on the third day, he ascended into the heavens and sat at your right hand, O Father. He had appointed a day for recompense in which he will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one. Each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Of course. Zinani echeri paynishte mestereyun ente mestezi efsen jara pi fi ev mo kham pi om kham pi ko o osmo
alitos beste
the bread into his holy hands, which are without spot or blemish, blessed and the life-giving.
We believe that this is true. Amen.
He looked our heaven to you, God, who are his Father and Master of everyone. And he gave thanks.
Amen.
He blessed them.
Amen.
And he sanctified.
Amen. We believe, we confess, and we glory.
To his own holy disciples and the apostles, saying, take it of and of all of you, for this is my body, which is broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sin. This is due in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
هكذا أيضا الكأس بعد العشاء مزج من خمر وماء و شكرا.
آمين.
وبركة.
آمين.
وقدسها. And gave it also to his own disciples and the apostles, saying, take, drink of it of all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. This is due in remembrance of me.
This is also true.
For every time you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I وإقام.
آمين آمين آمين. Your death, O Lord, we proclaim. Your holy resurrection and ascension.
Therefore, as we also commemorate his holy passion, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension into the heavens, his setting at your right hand, O Father, and his second coming from the heaven, also full of glory, we offer unto you your gift. From what is yours, for every condition concerning every condition, and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
We praise you.
Attend, amen.
And this bread he makes into his holy body. وهذه الكأس أيضا دما كريما للعهد الجديد الذي له. Given for the remission of sins and eternal life for those who partake of him. Lord, have mercy. Master, to pray of your holy and perfection of our souls, our body, one and spirit, and may become one spirit, one body. May share heaven and hearten with all the saints who have blessed him. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Pray for the peace of the one or holy Catholic Apostolic Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
Which you have acquired into yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops and heaven must remember, O Lord, our blessed and our Father, the Archbishop Baba Amadogros II, and his partner, our Father, the Bishop Ambabulos.
Pray for our
Archpriest Pope Baba Tadros II, Pope Patriarch, the Archpriest of the Great City of Alexandria, and his partner in the Apostolic Ministry, our Father, Bishop Abba Bolos, and for all our Orthodox bishops.
Lord have mercy.
And so, for I defined the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church, who shall long be remembered, O Lord, the Orthodox Higemen, priests and deacons.
Pray for the Higemens, priests, deacons, some deacons in the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord have mercy.
وكل الخدام وكل الذين في البتولية وطه كل شعبك المؤمن اذكر يا رب ان ترحمنا كلنا ما
ارحمنا يا الله لا بضابط
Remember all the safe place which is yours in every place and every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of this city of ours and of all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord have mercy.
And those who dwell therein and God's faith graciously accord, O Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the river, the sea, the herbs, and the plant of the field is here. Bless them.
Pray for the air of the heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the earth, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection, peace of the heart, and have compassion on his creation, which his hands have made, and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Bring them to their measure according to your grace, give joy to the face of the earth, may it very be abundantly watered, and its fruit be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life. Manage our life as deemed fit. Let the crown of them with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, there with the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness, you give food to all flesh. املأ قلوبنا فرحا ونعيما لكي نحن أيضا إذ يكون لنا الكفاف في كل شيء كل حين نزداد في كل عمل صالح Remember, O Lord, those who have brought on these gains, those on whom they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
Lord have mercy.
And these
grace, O Lord, I command you of your only begotten Son, and we share a commemoration of your saints. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning. Our holy fathers, the patriarch, the prophet, the apostle, the priest, the evangelist, the martyrs, the confessor, and all the spirit of the righteous consummated in the faith, most of all the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Logos. And Saint John of Arimathea, Baptist, the martyr, the Steen Archdeacon, the pro-martyr, the beholder of God, Saint Martin, Evangeline, the apostle, the martyr, the patriarch, Saint Severus, our teacher, discourse, Saint Athanasius Apostolic, Saint Peter, martyr, and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Theodosius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory the Theologian, the Gregory Wonder Worker, and Saint Gregory the Armenian, the 311 Nicaea, the 158 of 200 Nempes Nempi Shomtes Oab Ava Makari Nemno Shire Tiro En Stavrovo Oros Nempe Navio Ebi Romenos Nempe Ava Bishon Epi Mismi Promenteleios Pi Men Riten Tepen Sotiren Asus Waben Ambabula Tamuhi Haskiel Tilmizu وسيدين الأبوين الروميين ماكسيموس ودوماديوس والتسعة والأربعين شهيدا شيوخ شهيد والقوي القديس أنبا موسى ويحنس كما ألقس وأبنا بدنيا للكموس وأبنا أنبا إيسيسوروس القس وأبن أنبا بخوم أب الشركة وتدروس تلميذه وأبن أنبا شنود رئيس المتوحدين وأبن أنبا أويصا تلميذه وأبن أنبا تكلهي منود وأبن أنبا إبراهام أسقف الفيوم والجيزة وأبان البطريرك البابا كيرلوس السادس والأرشزياكون حبيب جيرجس and all the choir of your saints through whose prayers and supplications have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Forgive us our sins.
Benedicti
Antonine, bid me Pavle,
Thank you.
And those whose name we have not mentioned, those who each one has in mind, and those who are not in our minds, those who have fallen asleep. Every poet in the faith of Christ, graciously, O Lord, remember the souls of your servants. Mir han lete hoi, ref yahanna nagi bersum, thraya kamil evelin bersum, aida bersum, tofi suriel. عبد حنا عبد المسيح دميانا استاذي سلوى حنا ماري توفي تفضل يا رب نفسهم جميعا في عذاب إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب علوم في مادة خضر على ما يرعى في فردوس النعيم المضلع يا رب العظمى كما تنوت في نور قديسي
يا رب
you have taken repose in the paradise of joy, in the region of living forever in their heavenly Jerusalem, in the place. And we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith, and grant us your peace unto the end.
As it was, and shall be, it is from generation to generation and unto all the ages of the ages. Amen.
And lead us through the way into your kingdom. That and in this also, in all things, your great and holy name be glorified. Blessed and exalted in everything, honored blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit. Reni posi.
Ketob nevmati.
Again, let us give thanks to God the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, for he also has made us worthy now to send holy place, to lift up our hand and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make a worthy of the communion pardon of his divine and immortal mysteries.
Amen.
The holy body.
We worship your holy body.
And the precious blood.
And your precious blood.
اللذان المزيح ضعف كل رب إلهنا.
آمين آمين. Let us pray.
يا رب ارحم.
And looks unto his humble servants, who will to have mercy on us by coming down and incarnating from the Holy Spirit and taking flesh from Saint Mary the Virgin. All you who promise our father Adam with salvation and confirm your holy promise by your immaculate birth in the fullness of time. From a pure and chaste virgin, you preferred the ever virgin Mary and chose her above all women. She then knew Eve with the pride of our rings and the second heaven. أحبنا وأراد من فيض حبه ورحمته ومن دلائل عدله وبره وثبوت حكمه وقضاه أن يفدينا من موت الخطية الأصلية ويرفعنا عقوبة الأبدية بأن يموت بدلا عنا في جسم البشرية التي اتخذها من العذراء مريم أم المخلص وكما كانت حواء الأولى أصل كل البلاء صارت حواء الجديدة باب السماء يا من تجسد من البكر البتول فكان وحيد الأم كما هو وحيد الآب وأكرم بميلاد الزمن من العذراء البتولية الدائمة والعفة الكاملة وهي صورة البهاء الأولية الذي خلق بها الله الأبوين الأولين آدم وحواء عندما كان معا في فردوس النعيم يا من شرف حواء الثانية بأن سكن في أحشائها 9 أشهر كاملة وكونا من دمها بالروح القدس الذي حل عليها وصار جسدا بنفس بشرية اتحد في أكنوم واحد وطبيعة واحدة بغير افتراق أو انفصال وولد منها الكلمة الذي كان ولم يزل إلها مباركا إلى الأبد by the milk of the Virgin, while you are the fountain of grace for all your creation. You were reared in her bosom, slept between her hands, and sat on her knees. You who are sitting on the cherubim's chariot and are worshipped by the holy angels and archangels. You who honor Egypt by your coming to it, riding on a swift and light cloud, the idols of Egypt shivered at your presence and the heart of Egypt melted in the middle of Egypt. What was this swift and light cloud except the Virgin Mary in her purity, kindness, and everlasting justice. من شاء أن يكرم الأمومة في مريم العذراء وكان خاضعا لها وكان دائما يلبي نداءها ويقبل شفاعتها ويستجيب طلباتها يا من أودع أمي العذراء عند تلميذه الحبيب يوحنا وجعل لها يوحنا ابنان وفي يوحنا وهبنا إياها أما لنا وصيرنا لها بالإيمان أولادا وبنين يا من لم يشاء للعذراء أم المخلص وقد صار التابوت مقدسا سكن في الرب جسديا أن يبقى هذا الجسد على الأرض فرفعه بعد موتها إلى السماء على أيدي الملائكة ورؤساء الملائكة القديسين يا من شرفنا وشرف جنسنا بل اتخذ من مريم العذراء جسدا صعد إلى السماوات فأوجد فداء أبديا وجلس به على العرش فصرنا في جالسين عن يمين الآب ارحمنا واغفر لنا خطايانا واقبل شفاعة العذراء أمك عنا واجعلنا مستحقين للمس جسدك المقدس ودمك الكريم and to receive them through the thought of the blindness of sons and not through the fear of slaves we may cry to Holy Father and say our Father
who art in heaven, who art in heaven hallowed be thy name thy kingdom come thy will be done on earth and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us and lead us not to temptation but deliver us from evil in Christ Jesus our Lord for thine the kingdom the power the glory forever and ever amen Emeritus Jesus ben choice
toski fala simon tokirio eklinate
uno pion so
Smurni posi. Remember all our congregation, bless them.
Save them in your spirit and the fear of God, let us attend.
Amen. Kirianai son, kirianai son, kirianai
son. The whole is for the holy blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One is the Holy Father, one is the Holy Son, one is the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Is more in posi. The Holy Body and honor, true blood of Jesus Christ, Son of our God. Amen. The Holy Honor, Body and the true blood of Jesus Christ, Son of our God. Amen. The body and the blood of him and all our God is in truth. Amen.
Amen, I believe.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe, I believe and confess about the bread and life-giving flesh that your only begotten Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ to form all the leader of the Holy Ghost and Mary. Amen. What even he without mingling, without confusion, without alteration, he with the confession before upon his body, give it up for us upon the holy wood of the cross of Emmanuel. For us all, truly, I believe that his divine pardon of his humanity for a single moment. No turning of an eye, given for us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life. For to so partake of him, I believe, I believe, I believe that is so in truth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe. I believe that this is so in truth. Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you all. Let us sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy partaking of the communion of the Immaculate. Heavenly and holy mysteries, Lord have mercy.
Ah.
And organ praise. que esto sea un asto de honor a mi noche por en guemo yo vencho y si sos prefrestos
es monere
en te fez monimo em enviaro es monisiti nemne se mare bec nain en te quirini o en soften bec leo sotien mono Kyrie vlogisun emin es moero es moero es ki metania konie volkom biesmo emin es eshopi
Ep orun tati hirine moinane te kirine semne nane te kirine kane nonen volji sokta di gomne mizmo biya mashani emin make a word to break thank floor father warit in heaven والآن محبة الله الآب ونعمة ابن صلى المسيح وشركة وموهبة وعطية الروح القدس تقام مع جماعكم امضوا بالسلام. Go the peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen. So please.